Hello, I'm Christy Van Aragon.
And I'm Marina Senti. Welcome to Spotlight. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
In my village, I cut the grass. I collect the firewood. I do the cooking. It is my job because I am a girl. My brothers go to school.
875 million adults cannot read or write. They are illiterate. 2/3 of these people are women.
Groups like UNESCO are working to change this. The United Nations General Secretary, Kofi Annan, spoke about this issue. He showed how a girl lacking education affects the whole community and country. He said that people groups cannot change much until girls receive a quality education. Education is necessary for solving many international problems.
For example, many people say that education is our best weapon in fighting the AIDS disease. Education enables women to gain information. This information can tell them how to avoid catching the HIV virus that leads to AIDS. Education gives them the power to avoid possible dangers.
There are strong links between educated mothers and their children's survival and development. An educated mother is more likely to take her child for health visits. She is more likely to give her children a balanced, healthy diet. Educated women are often more able to protect and care for their families. They are able to gain the information they need to do this. Education helps women to become better informed. Not knowing how to read and write is a barrier in receiving life-saving information and skills.
But many families simply do not have the money to send their children to school. And if they have the money to send only one child, they will send the boy. They believe that this is a better long-term investment.
Safety is also sometimes an issue. Many families live long distances from schools. Parents are more likely to permit their boys to make these long trips.
Another barrier for girls is early marriage and pregnancy. Many countries have laws that do not permit pregnant girls to attend school. They also have laws that prevent the girls returning to school after their children are born.
So many girls already have their future planned for them. It includes marriage, children, and working in the home. It is the same as their mothers and their grandmothers. However, some girls are fighting this old system.
Lalita Kumari grew up in the Sitamarhi district, India's poorest state of Bihar. Here, it is difficult for the boys to gain an education, so women have an even smaller chance. Only about 26% of the women are able to read and write. The rest are illiterate. A girl who wants an education in Sitamarhi must fight for it. Lalita Kumari believes it is well worth this fight.
Lalita attended school in secret. When Lalita's brother discovered her secret, he was angry.
I still remember the day my brother caught me going to school. He beat me. He was ashamed. I had dared to study. Yet the men in our family had never attended school.
Lalita then heard about a special school for girls, the Mahila Shikshan Kendra. It was part of the Bihar Education Project. This project aims to provide an education for girls. Lalita went against her parents' wishes. She attended the school. She lived and studied there for 8 months with 24 other girls. The girls learned to read and write. Teachers trained them in life skills. They also taught them health care and public speaking skills. The girls also learned karate, a skilled fighting sport.
Lalita returned home after studying. Her new skills enabled her to set up a clothes-making shop. She decided that she wanted to gain more of an education. The Mahila Shikshan Kendra School provided the money for her. Lalita learnt teaching skills. Today, Lalita teaches karate in 4 Mahila Shikshan Kendra schools. She sends money home to her family every month. Her mother and father are extremely pleased with her success. With great emotion, her mother said,
"Look at the respect that people are giving to my daughter."
Aid group UNICEF have used Lalita's picture on their World Children Report 2004. The group recognized her as a great example of success.
UNICEF says that education is a right for all children, boys and girls. The group is working to give girls across the world this right. UNICEF has set their goals as the year 2015. By this time, the group wants all children to be able to attend school. UNICEF also wants an education to be a law requirement everywhere, for boys and girls.
UNICEF has provided programs to help governments form policies. These policies will help reduce the number of girls not in schools. UNICEF is working with other organizations to reach its goals. It is working with governments, children's organizations, communities, schools, children and families. Plans and goals are in place. These seek to support and develop the educational system in different countries. The future of many children depends on this work.
Eleven-year-old Bakita lives in Sudan's North Kordofan state. UNICEF supports the school she attends. Bakita has dreams for the future. She would like to be an engineer. But if things stay as they are, this will remain just a dream. Her school only goes up to grade 4. This means children must leave at the age of 9 or 10. The community hopes that the State Ministry of Education will support expanding the school. But this may not happen before Bakita finishes school. Her hopes are with UNICEF. She hopes that UNICEF will support expanding the school. They will first have to raise the money to do this.
Bakita is only young, but she is old enough to know that an education is the only way she will create opportunities for herself and the girls who follow her.
International Literacy Day is on September the 8th. UNESCO has celebrated this day since its beginning in 1966. United Nations agencies set goals and act to bring education to countries all around the world. They believe that everyone gains from sending girls to school. This includes the girl, her family, community, and country. The Director General of UNESCO said that literacy can provide the answer to development.
Literacy is a key to development. This is especially because it places people at the center of the development process. It is the basis of lifelong learning. Our world is moving fast, with changing technology and increasing knowledge. Literacy has the rich promise of a fresh start and a second chance.
And so intelligent young girls like Bakita could be successful women of the future if they are simply given the chance.
The writer of today's program was Marina Santi. The voices you heard were from the United Kingdom and the United States. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word book on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called International Literacy.
We love to hear comments and questions from our listeners. You can reach us by email. Our address is radio@english.net. Thank you for joining us in today's Spotlight program. Goodbye.